You're listening to the Creepcast on DownrightCreepy.com. Here's your creepy hosts.
Join us on the Creepcast. We have Art the Clown himself, David Howard Thornton, chat about his new film, Terrifier 2, which is going to be in theaters October 6th. So first, David, thanks for taking the time to join me and chat about the film ahead of the Fantastic Fest debut. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's no problem, man. Thanks for having me.
So what do you think horror fans are so drawn to with Art the Clown? Do you think it's because Terrifier kind of has an old school horror feel and approach to it? Because I always got that, you know, from the character to the practical effects. What do you think it makes it work so well now that we're three films into it?
I definitely think that's a big part of it. It's bringing back what worked back in the 70s and 80s with slashers, because it seems like slashers in the past 20 years or so have gotten kind of, you know, wimpy.
Yeah.
They're playing it way too safe. They're too afraid of pushing the envelope anymore. And I feel like horror and comedy are the two genres that should never try to play it safe. Mm-hmm. That's where you have to take those risks and try to see where you can go with things and experiment. And that's something we've definitely done with Terrifier films. I'm like, because we have both comedy and horror elements in them, and we are not afraid to cross a few lines, maybe.
Yeah, I'd say so. Art the Clown, in my opinion, especially after this film comes out, is really already kind of a horror icon amongst horror fans.
Thank you.
But I think this will already, you know, push it to the top, right? Did you ever imagine
when wood.
Did you ever imagine when you first took on the role of Art in All Hallows Eve that this would turn into something that you'd still be able to play with 9 years later? Like, did you ever imagine that was gonna happen?
In my wildest hopes, I did, but at the same time, I was trying to be realistic with it because we weren't a big Hollywood budget film. We were a low budget independent film. And, you know, we were just like, well, we hope people like this. We hope people even see this thing.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's one of those things where, like, I remember talking with Damien when, you know, when we were making part one and we were having some setbacks and stuff like that. And I was like, you know what? I think we're okay because we're in good company, because all these other franchises started off like we were. They were all low budget independent films and they all had their trials and tribulations that they were going through while filming. So I think we're all okay here. It's like, I'd be more worried if things were going perfectly well.
Yeah. You know, you start with the kind of big four in horror and they were all starting out as independent small budget type of films that turned into huge franchises later, and then more recently, you know, you got the James Wan of the world that are taking smaller budgets and then turning them into something huge. So yeah, I think that's really cool. So to tie into that a little bit, I do see other elements and kind of horror villains woven into Terrifier and Art the Clown, I feel like, throughout the whole film and kind of franchise. But Art himself is very simplistic in his character design. You know, he still manages somehow, though, to feel distinctly different from other clowns like Pennywise. You know, he's void of color. He's black and white. He's silent. The fact that we have all that really relies on you to bring it to life as a character through your emotions when you can't speak, and still invoke humor and fear, like you said, horror and comedy. Do you ever find it hard to do that with a character like this? Is there cues you get from Damien that are like, play it like this, or do you just kind of test the waters?
It's definitely a challenge for sure, because I'm a, my skill set has always been with my voice. I was a voiceover actor. I do over 200 voices in like 25 different dialects. So that was always my strong suit, and that's what I would usually use to build my character off. Is I would find the voice first and then build the character off of that, and that wasn't the case with Art. And so I had to build it off of him having no voice. So it's like, well, you know, how could I convey emotion and intent without a voice? And that would have to be, since he is a clown too, that would have to be with my physicality, especially with my facial expressions. And I was lucky to have, you know, this wonderful makeup that would allow me to have a free range instead of being behind a static mask like Mike Myers and Jason did. So that was kind of cool about it. So I definitely took like a lot of pages from all those other horror icons that came before me. I kind of look at art as being the ultimate love letter to slasher icons, because there's little bits and pieces of every single slasher icon that came before him in art. And we pay you so much homage to those previous franchises in both films. You see Easter eggs all the time, especially to Nightmare on Elm Street. There's a lot of Nightmare on Elm Street and Wes Craven, you know, homages in these films.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that, because, you know, we talk about Myers and Voorhees. I mean, Myers himself has this void kind of emotionless mask, but they're also both silent, but they can invoke fear in the audience and their victims without saying a word. And so you have to play on that exact type of thing like you talked about, but then you do mix in the Freddy with the humor and even the dreamlike sweet sequence that we're not going to talk about specifically in Terrifier 2, but man, did I love that scene. And kind of got stuck in my head, the jingle a little bit.
It never leaves. I will be walking around and I have clown cat face stuck in my head. I'm like, boy, here we go again.
Like, how many times did you had to actually go through that scene over and over again? I mean, it doesn't make things any better, right?
So, no.
Yeah.
I felt more sorry for the other actors in the scene that actually had to sing it and stuff like that. They're like, oh God, I'm getting so tired of this song. It's never going to leave.
I can imagine. Yeah. But yeah, he embodies everything. You kind of wrap it up in this package, but with a different wrapper. So it's really great. I always wondered, and I feel like you're the perfect person to ask with the character that you play in the scenes that you have, but I always wonder if actors that have kind of gnarly and gruesome scenes ever walk away from those scenes. You know, you just had it. It's kind of maybe emotional, even though you're kind of playing a humorous role at times in those scenes. Do you ever walk away when director says cut and you go to craft services table and you're like, what the hell did I just do? And now I'm going to eat this piece of meat that now after you mutilated someone, does it ever affect you psychologically, or does it just kind of put it out of your head?
That's the funny thing, because like before I filmed the first time, I thought that was going to happen. I was like, oh my God, how am I going to eat food on these shoots? I'm going to get so disgusted. And you get so used to it all. But so it doesn't bother me anymore. I can sit there and watch other horror films with lots of gore and stuff like that and eat a hamburger and have no problem.
Yeah.
I will definitely say, like the night that Catherine and I filmed the hacksaw scene, it was about 7 o'clock in the morning and we're coming back on the Staten Island ferry. And we were so tired and we still had blood and everything on us, but it was also sinking in what we had just filmed. We're like, oh my God, what did we just do? And we also were thinking like, this is something that's never really been done before, at least in a while.
Yeah.
I think we have something special here. And everybody's giving us a wide berth on the Staten Island ferry, which is unusual because you see all types on the Staten Island ferry. So, you know, if people are giving you a wide berth, you must look really scary.
I will say, you know, for fans that maybe aren't familiar with the film and it's in theaters and they're going to check it out for the Halloween season, you really do challenge people to watch the screen and not hide their eyes or look away, because they are kind of like grotesque scenes. And I think it does though come back around to where they almost become humorous again, because they're so over the top, and that the approach that he takes to those mutilations, it somehow almost becomes humorous again.
It does, especially one kill in particular in part two, because it just keeps going.
Yeah. Yes. Like, I know what you're talking about.
And God, it's just like, how much can this person take? It's like, how much is he going to do to this form? So it does become a little bit humorous. And then he actually does some humorous things while he's doing these horrible acts too, which is in itself kind of messed up. And it makes the audience question their own sanity at times too, because like, I should not be laughing at this, but I am.
Right. Yeah.
What is wrong with me? This is horrible. What he's doing to this poor woman.
Yeah. I found myself kind of in that same boat, and I love horror, right? And I'm used to seeing it. So last question here to kind of wrap things up, but do you currently know about a Terrifier 3? Are there plans for Terrifier 3 you could talk about or know about?
Yeah, we definitely have plans. I mean, there's not a script yet. I mean, Damien has tons of ideas, and I think he's probably ready to write a script. But we definitely want to make a part three. And I think we have a mid-credits scene that basically segues straight into part three. So it gives you a little bit of an idea where we might go with things going forward. And I'm excited for that because some of the stuff we've talked about, I am so psyched, especially about bringing back a certain character.
Yes. So I do encourage fans, go see this in theaters. Stay after the end credits scene. It's a real treat, and that will segue into that question a little bit more. So Terrifier 2 will be in theaters October 6th from Cinedigm in partnership with Iconic Events. David, thank you so much again for joining us on the Creepcast. Continued success with the franchise and everything you do, and can't wait for people to see this in theaters.
Thank you very much, and thanks for hanging out with me.